It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Agorist Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I hate to break the mold that we've been talking about here for the last few weeks, but I mean, it continues to be cattle as they continue to push a lot better than expected. Figured that we'd start to see a little bit of seasonal pressure in that market, but we continue to see cattle trade with some strength, and mainly a lot of it coming from, you know, of course, the economy being a little bit better. That's the other part that's hot is when you look at where the stock market is, the Dow and the S&P 500, they're up at contract highs. Surprisingly enough, the dollar is high as well, but still all these markets continue to see the upper end of their trading ranges.
What's not hot then?
You know, I'd have to go with soybeans. Soybeans right now are testing their, you know, support lines. They break through this level that they're trading at now. We're likely could come down and test the contract lows. Good harvest progress, rains in Brazil, all that coming in and putting some pressure on. And the fact that we just look like we're going to have very abundant supplies of soybeans as we go through this growing season or this winter season.
Yeah, and add the harvest pressure as well.
Yeah, harvest pressure. I mean, it's one of the fastest harvests we've seen. You know, we're likely going to be closer to that 85 to 90 in this afternoon's crop progress report. Yeah, so, I mean, we are getting the beans off, and right now a lot of them are coming to town, and I think that's kind of helping to saturate the market a little bit.
Is that a factor of we're just running out of room on farm?
I think it is. I think, you know, we got a little bit of old crop corn, a little bit of old crop beans on farm. So a lot, and the crop turned out to be, you know, better than average or average to a little bit better than average in areas. It's causing a lot of product to move to town. We're starting to see a lot more corn piles, even though, you know, corn's got demand behind it. So it's not one of those that are testing those contract lows, but not like soybeans are.
Yeah. And you mentioned that corn market, too. That harvest is coming along pretty fast as well.
Warm, dry weather certainly is helping to keep the combines rolling.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Agorist Management in Fargo.